In the first place, I owe great thanks to the many, many of you with whom I have spoken and with whom Bill Campbell, on his behalf, I'll thank you as well, have discussed this topic over the past several months. It's been clear from our conversations with you that the problems of social justice are on a lot of our minds, and that the question of social justice is one on which classical liberals, conservatives, libertarians, all of us in general have been floundering largely. It's not easy to be considered by our neighbors and countrymen as a member of the party of the cold and unfeeling. In recent years, conservatives and libertarians alike have tried to defend themselves, ourselves, as feeling creatures. The unfortunate apologetic of compassionate conservatism, though, I think did us very little good. Today, there's a more philosophically oriented but equally troubling movement afoot for bleeding heart libertarians. It gives one pause, doesn't it? Ever since the era of the progressive era elevated social justice, we've been playing a Me Too game, trying to claim social justice, some of us we have at least, as an inherently conservative end, despite the clear critiques in our own tradition made by people like Friedrich Hayek, Thomas Sowell, and Russell Kirk, and other seminal thinkers in the real liberalism. Those of you who might have caught my essay on Bourbon in the Freeman this week might note that, personally, I'm more attracted to the Front Porch Republic. But I think that all of these trends suggest today that we are trying to grapple and fill some sort of gap in our own way of thinking about our society and how we live together well in community freely and in prosperity. In his 1989 book, Prospects for Conservatives, Russell Kirk opened his essay on the question of social justice with a reflection on the troubles we conservatives seem to have with words. I'll read you a brief quote from Russell Kirk. "Despite the potential strength of the conservative impulse in America, conservatives in this country have had a way during the 20th century of undoing themselves. Too often they have endeavored to employ the phrases of yesterday's radical to defend today's conservatism, so exposing themselves to ridicule from their adversaries and clouding their own understandings. My hope for our gathering this weekend is that we can engage in serious reflection and spirited discussion about the temptations to hitch our wagons to the term social justice. I know there are some among us who believe that we must continue to try to co-opt social justice, or at least to explain anew its roots in social theory, Catholic and other, that respects private property and the utility of the little platoons. Others of us, and I include myself in this group, believe that philosophical and even rhetorical invocations of social justice fall short of our most urgent need, which I see as the need to change the public perception of conservatives as selfish, uncharitable, unfeeling apologists for the 1%. The real challenge before us today, as I see it, is to once again make it possible for conservatives and libertarians to be perceived as the men and women of humanity that we truly are. This does not mean that we need to defend ourselves as people of feeling, but rather it means that we need to find new ways to talk about the true philanthropy of American conservatism, which lies in our love of what it means to be human, and in our efforts to protect the sanctity of life, liberty, and, as Russell Kirk put it, the rational relationship of endeavor and reward. In these aspirations for liberty and justice for all, we may not be so far removed from those who quest for social justice. Nevertheless, we need to clearly understand where our principles diverge and where we must stand firm, because we do care about the plight of the weakest among us. But we are realists who realize that when the cupboards are bare, we can do little to satisfy and realize our charitable impulses. It is my hope that we will all take away from our program this weekend some clarity and conviction on these things. We have a great lineup of panelists, and they will all be introduced to you in turn tomorrow. Tonight, I'd like to kick off our festivities thanking the organizations that have supported this evening and our ability to honor Leonard tonight, the Liberty Fund, the Pierre Anina Goodrich Foundation, and the Earhart Foundation, and the Atlas Economic Research Foundation for their part in tonight's program and in their financial support for the evening. We will. I will call on James Kushner of the Fellowship for St. James to invoke a blessing on our food and our fellowship for the weekend. And we will enjoy our salads, but I will continue the programming while we continue to eat. Dr. Kushner?
I have a brief reading from the Hebrew Scriptures, from the Psalms, and then followed by a short prayer. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment.